message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Mark chapter 5. Stand on your feet, let's read. Everybody stand. Verse 25. This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. One of my most favorite human beings in the Bible. Verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, she kept saying to herself, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Everybody, go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Amen. One more scripture, Ephesians chapter 5. If you know me, you know this is one scripture I read all the time. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. May the Lord speak to us this morning. Please be seated. In concluding the conference this morning, I'm staying with the theme, embracing you. And today I'm saying, how far will you go? Or how far can you go? But more of how far will you go? Our theme this year is embracing you. Everybody say embracing you.
Embracing.
Personalize it.
Embracing me.
Fantastic. Now what that means, ladies, is that from March, this March, to next year, March 2017, we as women will be embracing ourselves. That's what it means. We are going to embrace ourselves so that we can become all that God wants us to be. And so that we can become women of influence. So that we can be adding value. You will embrace yourself. You will love yourself. And then you can become, in loving yourself, you accept what God says about you. You become who God wants you to be. And when you become who God wants you to be, then you can begin to influence the people, the situations around you. You can become a person of influence in your family, a person of influence in every ministry you are in church. You would be a person of influence in your care group, a person of influence at work, a person of influence in your neighborhood, and a person of influence on the world stage. It is the world stage I came to talk to you about. That you are not supposed to be a local player. You are not supposed to be an ordinary woman. You are not supposed to be a nobody. Not under my watch. Not in this family worship center. That you did not come, meander through from wherever you came, jumped every church and came here just to be nobody. No, that's not the plan. And so you're going to embrace yourself. We are going to learn how to embrace ourselves. And then we shall become a people of influence from the least place to the world stage. The world should know about you. The world should hear about you. Even if you do not advertise yourself, somebody should take your story somewhere because of the fact that you have agreed to embrace yourself. So I heard one of the speakers define embrace only that once and didn't say much about it. So I took my dictionary and looked for the word embrace. To embrace means to collapse in the arms. It means to hug. And like Matlu, my friend, will say from South Africa, to hug. It's to hug yourselves and cycle yourself around your arms by yourself. To embrace yourself means to accept yourself willingly. To accept yourself willingly. Ladies, men, if you do not accept yourself, nobody will accept you. The greatest gift God gave you in this life is the gift of you. There is nothing God will give you that is greater than you. Your husband, your children are not as great as you. The gift of God to you is the biggest, the bestest gift. You need to see it. You need to know it. That you are the best thing you have. Nothing around you is better than you. Nobody around you is better than you. Nothing is more important to you than you. Because if you do not accept that importance, nobody else will. If you do not celebrate yourself, nobody will celebrate you. If you are not happy with yourself, nobody will be happy for you. If you do not dress yourself, nobody will dress you. If you do not pamper yourself, nobody. If you do not pour perfume on yourself, nobody will perfume you. Everybody wants you to smell so they can laugh at you. You are the only one to do yourself. I'm preaching already. You are the only one to do yourself. If anybody is going to make you beautiful, it's you. If anybody is going to make you happy, it's you. If anybody is going to make you successful, it's you. Your husband can try, but only you can do you. I'm not trying to psych you up. I'm telling you how I live. I don't care about what you think about me. I care about what I think about me. That is why when I begin to be negative about to me, I begin to get afraid. Because I'm the only person that can preach myself to failure. Embracing you. So to embrace you is to hug you. Is to accept yourself willingly and completely. Is to say to yourself, I love me. I love you. Sarah, I love you. Once in a while, I'm telling you, by myself, you see me like, Sarah, you're a wonderful woman. Nobody will tell you that. Everybody's trying to tell you how you are short, you are fat, you are ugly, you are not good. You have to tell yourself what you want to hear. Don't let a man put you in the room and tell you you will not amount to bay isapa. Don't let a husband tell you you are nothing. Who is he? In the arithmetic of life, who is he? Before he was, there was your father. And your father told you you were beautiful. Don't let another man tell you contrary to. Before you became anybody's wife, you were somebody's daughter. A woman was born to be celebrated. First by her father, then by her husband. Any husband who is not celebrating is, you are a left-handed man. I banza the case. So to embrace you means I love you, I accept me. Once in a while, I just tell myself, Sarah, you know what, you're going places. I tell myself, you are a big woman, you are going to shock this world. I say that to myself. Nobody will tell you that because everybody is fighting on. Everybody is struggling for himself. So you have to tell yourself, it is you. That is why I love this woman with the issue of blood. But let me not jump matters. Let me follow it slowly. To embrace yourself is to love you. It is to consider yourself for and of self-love. It's self-acceptance, self-inclusion. To embrace you is to include you. You don't understand what I just said. I say it's to include you. When they say you are not good enough, say, no, me, I include myself. When they say you can't speak English, say, me, I include myself. I may not speak English, but I speak Bojo and I speak it well. So they say you are not dressing enough. No, this is all the cloth I have. Just bear with me until I change. But right now, I may not look like I don't belong, but me, I include myself. Say, me, I'm not going to join that women of excellence. They are big people. Who told you you are small?
They are all rich. Who, when they created, they dried poor on top of your head.
To embrace yourself is to give yourself the permission to have and enjoy life. And it is also to give yourself the permission to love others like you have been loved. To embrace yourself is to get rid of everything and anything and anybody that has disqualified you. I said to embrace yourself is to get rid of anything and everything and everybody that has disqualified you and told you you couldn't, and told you you are not, or told you you are not fit. If it discourages, disqualifies you, move away from it. You say, but Pastor, my husband is always telling me I'm not good. Move away. Move away from him. I give you permission to move away from him. Don't pack your load and go. Emotionally disconnect. Live your life. Cook for him. Smile for him. Smile as if you're smiling for him. But as you are doing those things, you're saying, girl, you are wonderful. Serve him. But in your mind, you know where you are. Anything that reduces you, anything that diminishes you, anything that tells you you are not good enough, anything that beats you, slaps you, kicks you, move away from it. I say that under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Anything that does not celebrate you, move away from it. Anywhere you have to be defending yourself, apologizing and managing, tiptoeing, move away from that thing. You have a right to be happy. You have a right to celebrate. You have a right to be free. You have a right to rejoice. You have a right to be happy. Embrace yourself. That those years of telling you, stay there and let the husband beat you, let him tell, no, I remove it. Move away. I didn't say pack out. I say move away. Cook the food, but move away. Give the sex, but move away. Clean the house, but move away. Make your money, but move away. Don't keep yourself in that. And if they tell you you're stupid, don't answer. In your mind, say, amen. This is the last Sunday you are going to come here in Family Worship Center and be miserable because a man or a woman is disturbing you. God did not put you on this earth to be disturbed by anybody. Every man, every right thinking man has one ambition, is to carry this girl from nothing to everything. To embrace yourself is to not accept any limitation. It is not to limit yourself. It is to embrace yourself to be your number one cheerleader and your number one. The Bible says when David looked around everything, the Bible says he encouraged himself. How do you people think I make it? I they buy my own jewelry? Are they wear them? Sometimes I they buy good ones. Sometimes I they buy jaga jaga. But now waiting I won't wear, now I go wear. You have to encourage. If you don't encourage, nobody cares. Everybody's just so self-consumed. And even when we mean well, sometimes we're also too tired to look at you. So you have to keep encouraging yourself every day, every day, every day. To embrace yourself means to stop acting. Stop acting. Just be. Just be. Serafina, be. Be an authentic you. Be an original you. Say to the world, this is me. Take me or move. No, don't leave me. Move. Move. If you don't want to see me, please move. Because I want to see myself. I love myself. I feel like I have something to give. I have value to add. So if you don't want me, get out of the way. There, for every one person that doesn't like me, there are 1,000 that are looking forward to see. For one miserable man in your life, telling you are too fat, as if when he married you, you were fat. When we all married, we were like this. To embrace yourself is to own yourself. Own your stuff. Don't deny yourself. Don't be ashamed of yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Now, I'm not saying you should be crazy. I'm just saying you should be an authentic you. A you without an apology. Girls, if you ever forget how you should be,
Remember how you used to walk before your father, your natural father, with your breasts naked, and you walk freely. That is how a woman was born to live. Not covering everything, because every time you... And men are crazy, men. Every time your wife opens her body, you must send something negative. What is that? How would you like for every day you open your body, other men tell you something is wrong with you? God put you here to be you and not to be somebody else. You don't have to act or try to be someone else. Two Pastor Sarahs would be too many. Imagine two Pastor Sarahs preaching on this pulpit right now. The men will just stand up and go out. So we need only one. In other words, there was something that you were put in this world that only you can put. Too much of you would put too much of it. That is why you don't need to try to be like somebody else. Just put your flavor so that the soup is not too sweet or too salted. Just be yourself. Be your best self. Anybody you are trying to copy, you will be a bad copy. So just be the original you. It makes the world an amazing place. I want you to know that the world is far better because you have embraced yourself. God put you here and gave you to the world. You must give you to the world. Don't give something else to the world. Give you to the world. And if you are a man, give you to the world. Don't give a monster to the world. God did not create a man to be a monster. My picture of a man is a calm, gentle person who doesn't get angry. My picture of a good man is you are not emotional. You are just loving. And when it comes to a man, will grit his teeth and reach out in love. Because a man has one job in this world, to show women and children who God is like. So when you are angry all the time, you are not acting well. That's not what a man is supposed to do. A man is supposed to be benevolent. You are there in your bigness to show us that God is a big, happy God. So to embrace yourself, you must forget the past. You must forget the past. You must forget who said what, who didn't say what. You must forget what was said to you as a child. You can't be carrying your past and live in the present. You can't keep remembering what a child said to you, that you were fat, you were stupid, you were olodo, and years later you keep remembering. Now I know words are powerful, but if you are going to be you, if you are going to embrace you, you are going to have to forget certain things. If you see any woman or any man being whom God has called him to be, it's because he has made a choice like Paul. He said, this one thing I have done, forgetting the past, I move, I press. I press. To press is pressure, is to put pressure on something. Women, teach your children not to make jest of other children. Children can be mean and nasty. In this our RFA, there are very wicked children. Wicked children. Teach your children not to call any child a name, because those things affect people till they die. Every woman in family worship center, I give you an assignment today. Call your 2, 3, 4 children and say, I don't want you to ever laugh at anybody. Do you know the new laugh children laugh at each other one these days? Oh, yeah, you're an orphan. Yes. You're an orphan. I have children crying because somebody's, you don't have him, you don't have a father, you don't have a mother. What is that? Don't sit down there and be looking at me. It's your children abusing one another in that school. You must forget some things some adults said to you. If you're going to embrace yourself and make an impact in this, you can't be carrying what people say. You can't. My mother used to tell me, "Kubu Iblis." First she called me a devil and then she said a small one, "Kubu Iblis." And in my mind, I used to say, I'm not a devil. I used to fight it. And some of you, your husband is telling you rubbish every day. You are keeping quiet. You are not answering back and you are not saying anything to counteract that. And that is why all of a sudden, an architect you is wobbling before people. You must forget what people have said. When Pastor Ina died, they said, you are going to fail. This church, they used to meet some of you and say, what are you still doing there? The boat will capsize.
And that gave me power.
Any negative thing anybody says to me, I wake up.
I must prove to you that I will not fail.
I was not. A whole God created me to fail. It's not possible. God created you to be nobody.
It is not my God.
Anything God created, he created it to be like him. To succeed like him. To be victorious like him. To multiply. Like Auntie said yesterday, he created you and said, be blessed. I bless you. You are a blessed person sitting there. So don't let anything somebody else has said to affect you. You must forget every hurt. Ladies, I tell you all the time, you were not the only person to be raped. We were, a lot of us, 9 out of 10 women were raped. It means that a man forced you to have sex you didn't want to have. It's just because we pretend. Or else if we all told our stories, we will know that we committed abortion. We were rejected. A man got you pregnant and said, I don't know you. And when you gave birth to the child, it looked like they drew him and then. But he said it was not you. But you're not the only one. So if somebody has dust off themselves and they have gone, why are you stuck? Why? Look back in your life. Everybody that has hurt you, you are better than them today. Check the men that abuse you. Where are they today? Any man that denied a child you gave birth, where is that man today? Look in your past. So if God has so vindicated you, and God has cleaned you up, and God has justified you, why are you stuck? Oh, so he didn't marry you. Then what? So what? You still have life. You are not dead yet. If you see anybody like me standing, it is because we have told ourselves certain things. So that brings me to the story of the woman with the issue of blood. This woman empowers me. This woman, more than anybody in the Bible, empowers me. The woman embraced herself, but refused to embrace her circumstance. She refused. She so loved herself that she went to anywhere, anything that was called a doctor, she went to his place. Because she said, I am too precious to waste. I know that my life is in my blood, and as long as this blood keeps going, I'm going to die. So I'm going to do whatever because the world needs me. There is a generation. She didn't even know this. She didn't know that 2,000 years ago, later, they would be talking about her. But something in her told her, the authentic her told herself, that there is more to me than this blood. And I'm not going to allow this blood to stop me from being that more. And so she went everywhere. Just like some of you are going through stuff right now. And for some, you have resigned yourself. I don't tire. Please listen to me, every woman, and all of you listening to me from all over the churches. What you receive and accept will stay. What you reject will go. It may not go now, but if you stay with it, it will leave you. And so this woman went to every doctor. Mark, the Gospel of Mark said she spent everything she had. See, when you know yourself, you know your authentic self. When you have embraced yourself, you will not allow any negativity. You will not allow anything that is not working to stay in your life. You will do anything, go anywhere, do everything you have to do in order to be free. That woman, the Bible says she went everywhere. She got rid of her negative circumstance. The Bible says, for she kept saying to herself, she kept saying, what are you saying to yourself? What have you told yourself? I won't marry. Looks like I won't marry. Amen. You have settled yourself now. I am poor. You have accepted a life sentence. I don't know if I'll ever get out of this. But if you want to make it, you must say the direct opposite of everything that is happening to you. I told you in the beginning when I was opening this message that I get scared, not about what people tell me, but when I begin to be negative to myself, me myself, fear catches me because I am my only preacher. What are you saying to yourself? He said, this man I'm married. My fate is locked. Ale, so okay. Ale, kiaye. Say, this man, this marriage, it has finished me. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. I want you to hear my voice. When your husband begins to beat you and tell you, tell yourself, God forbid, I'm better than this. I disallow you to let anybody on earth stop you. Tell, leave them. Tell yourself, I will make it. Say, you can only beat me now, but you will not always beat me every day. You can cower me now, you can silence me, but this is my voice, you will not stop it. You can keep me in this room and parlor, it may be 20 years, but I will build my house, you will see it. What are you saying to yourself? All through this conference, there is just one thing I've been itching to tell every woman that is listening to me. That God brought you here to make you a big woman. That if you're connected to me, you have no permission to be poor, to be lost, to be uneducated, to not have children, to not marry, not under my roof. That if you want it, you will get it. But what are you willing to do to push that evil tide away from you? That woman said to herself, if I can only. So she got more information. And that gets me to another point I've been eating to. You don't come for women of excellence. How are you going to succeed? You don't come and see women from the UN, successful women. These women are moving millions. Forget the fact that then Dorothy come here and talk to you and you think they are, it's the mercy of God that connects some of us with them. And then you sit there saying, that is their lot. This is my lot. Where successful people are gathered, you are not there. That woman said, if I can only touch, if I can only be in the same atmosphere as Dorothy. This Biobak, you see, jaga-jaga, the way she is. This woman moves millions. And she's not afraid to sell anything. But you don't go where she is. You go somewhere else. You sit in the village there in darkness in one room in a smelly apartment because you've told yourself that this is my lot. Who told you that that is your lot? Who told you that? Now, I don't despise where you are. I'm just saying that's not your destiny. I'm just saying that house you're living, that's not your destiny. That little room that man has, that's not your destiny. You are not supposed to live in a worse house than you came from. Tell your husband, we will manage this, but this is not my destiny. My father's house was better than this. My house will be better than my father's house. My beginning, my taking off may be not smooth, but my landing, you will see the landing. I will land and just cruise and stop at will. You won't force me to do anything. The woman said no. Bleeding was a supernatural thing, was not something she could control. But she knew people who could control it. And when she exhausted all of them, she went to the next level. I want you to know that you are only one information away from what you need. You have not connected. There is somebody in this world that has what you need. There is somebody with the anointing you need. There is somebody with the money you need. There is somebody with the breakthrough to tell you what to do to get pregnant. You just haven't found them. And if I were you, every day in my life, I will walk towards that thing. Imagine that woman with the issue of blood, knowing the law, and she needed to touch Jesus. She had to sit down and calculate. It was always men thronging to Jesus. And she was not only a woman, she was a weak woman whose blood was ebbing out. But she said, if this is the last thing I do, I'm going to break through this nonsense so that I can fulfill my destiny. She must have crawled. She must have pushed. She must have schemed. She made a way in places like this. She pushed people. They pressed her. She said, you can press me all you want, but I know you will move. And she moved. It was not the last obstacle. She needed to get down to there. But there were people all around. I imagine sometimes she got down and she crawled. But see, if you are desperate, you will do anything. Don't sit down there and say, nobody can help me. You will cry. You will quack. Those are my language words. You will roll on the ground. You will do whatever. You will move. Because if only I can touch him. And you know, once in a while, just as she was about, somebody pushed her. She said, I don't mind. Today, not today. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Barrenness, I reject you. You are not in my destiny. I must touch the hem of his garment. I have embraced me. And she gets there, her energy is gone. Oh, it's just inches away. And then somebody sets her back all over. And she rests. She rests. Because when you are desperate, nothing can. See, sometimes you may have to just stop and take a break. Remove, recalculate. You have to remove some things. Some things that encumber you. Remove them. Say, this is not a time for fashion. This is not a time for makeup. I have to. God help me. Jesus, you're my last hope. Jesus. Jesus. Father, please keep him in one place. Don't move again, not one inch, Jesus. Jesus. The Bible did not say hold. Touch. Just touch. Oh, I touch him. And there she is. What are you willing to do? What have you done? How far have you gone? How hard have you tried? The Bible says you have not even suffered to blood, yet Jesus bled. The sweat became blood. A few people criticize you. You have lost everything. You are so angry. Say, I failed. Says who? I came to challenge every woman that is listening to me, that knows me, if you know my name, Sarah, that you have no right to fail. Too much is at stake. 2,000 years later, every generation that has lived has been encouraged by that woman. I don't know how many people are waiting for your victory. I don't know how many people that are waiting until you become something. Where you are right now, you can't touch many people. You have to get to a certain level of success. Then you will help millions. I don't know about you, but I don't want to just be in family. Family Worship Center is, I love this place. But I know that my impact must be above this place. Are you content with where you are? Are you content with who you are? Are you content with what you have sunk? Is that all of you? Shikena? Is that all the money you can make? Is that all the education you can get? Is that all? So you are helping 5 widows. Is that all? You can help 2,000. You can help 10,000. Your whole village can be helped by you. What are you doing here? Begging crumbs and telling yourself, I'm tired, I don't try. Says who? Have you tried like that woman? Did you see? Maybe by the time she finished, she was bruised somewhere. But she had to touch Jesus. A woman is a powerful being. A woman is strong. She's resilient. The African woman is strong. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You are a conqueror. You are a Look at your mother. You don't even need to read any textbook. Just remember your mother. Didn't your mother put 8 of you through school? You are a director today, but it was your mother who paid £1, £2. How dare you settle down now and say, you know, I'm born again, and I must be submissive. No be nonsense submissive at the talk, oh. I love men. I think women should treat men like kings. But I want every man to mind your business. Nobody's daughter is your punching bag. If you beat your wife, whether you pray or not, somebody will beat your daughter. A seed. The Bible says God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, you can't beat somebody's daughter and another man will pamper your own. I want to see the women here rise up like iroko trees. I want to see you walk elegant, succeed in helping your husbands, helping your children, helping other people. Be like that Proverb 31 woman, waking up early, getting things done, being a miracle worker. Where there is nothing, you bring something. I want to see every woman succeed. I want you all to succeed more than me and to succeed like me now walk. But to pass me, you need to walk, but you can all pass me. And that will be my success. Dr. Niku said something here the other day. As she sat down and saw women here coming in colors in their hundreds. I don't know if you heard her. But she said something. Do these women know the power in them? Do they know what they can achieve? Imagine if 2,000 women in Family Worship Center started a care group each. Let's just use that to start. That this year and the next 12 months, you start a care group. Say, but Pastor, I've passed, I'm coordinated. Go and start a group. Call 12 people and change their lives and see what God will do for you. Let's start from there. Can you imagine what will happen if every woman in Family Worship Center just took one widow? He said, but Pastor, I don't have. That's why you will not have. Because you've told yourself every what you can't have. Who told you you can't? Una see me. If I want buy a airplane, I'll buy a more. Not our church money. I go follow the people when go dash me. I go Pastor Dollar. I go light. I say, Pastor, give me the experience. You're my father. It's because I don't want a aeroplane. If I want an aeroplane, I'll get it this year. I don't want. Don't sit down there and say, I can't. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So as this convention comes to an end, I want every woman to stand up. You have heard me. Raise up your hands to heaven. I want you to drive away nonsense. Drive away not enough. Drive away limitation. Drive away this is no. I want you to begin to say to yourself, I'm going to make it. I'm a great woman. I'm a successful woman. I'm not going to let anybody tell me otherwise. I am victorious. I'm more than a conqueror. I will be great. I'm a big woman. Say it. Say it. Say it. She said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, what must you say this morning? Say it. Hey. Hey. The Bible says the whole creation is groaning, traveling, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Open your mouth. The Bible says she kept saying, she kept saying, she kept saying. In Jesus' name, God loves you. I didn't plan to do any of this. It's not in my, I didn't even think it. But God needed to show you what you need to do. If you have 50 million right now, you can have 500 million. If you live in two rooms now, you can live in a five-bedroom duplex. The people that live in it, how many heads are on their heads? I do not give you permission to go and disrespect your husband. I'm a lover of men. I love men. I think a man should be treated right. But if your husband does not want good, just keep being good. Disconnect him in your mind and succeed. Success answers things. Success is a big answer. And some men, a batterer, a man who beats his wife will tell you, you can't walk, you can't do anything, you can't have friends. Any man that is telling you you can't have friends, he wants to finish you. Because they know that a woman flourishes in relationships. Tell him, sir, I love you, but I will obey God. Don't be disrespectful. I love men. But live this year. Embrace yourself. Study to be the woman, the complete woman you need to be. And then go out there and help somebody. Go out there and change your world. Help your husband. The world is so hard now, men need help. Men need help. Now, you must be a good wife and a good mother. You know I'm with that mother matter. That your little children, you must be at home at some point. But you can be at home and be working from home. Next year, you will come and tell them in your groups the success you have made. But embrace yourself. Love yourself. And succeed.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.